Penguin Audio presents Russell Simmons' Laws of Success by Russell Simmons and Chris Morrow. Read for you by Russell Simmons and Black Ice.
What's up? It's Russell Simmons, and these are the Unbreakable Laws of Success. The seed that eventually blossomed into this book was planted several years ago when I was asked to create a radio series based on the strategies for success that I had developed and observed in over 25 years in the entertainment business. While I was flattered that people were interested in my observations, I'll also admit to being slightly intimidated by the prospect of sharing them with the world in such a structured manner. But I also knew that I had come to a place when I reflected on my life's journey, I could see that there were definitely particular laws and principles that had guided my professional and personal success. And more importantly, I could see that I had only been able to learn these principles because individuals from a variety of cultures had been willing to share these lessons that they had learned. Reflecting on how much knowledge I had gained through the gifts of others is what ultimately committed me to sharing the changes I've made in my own life with you. While some people might have preconceived notions about which sort of principles power a hip-hop mogul, I want to make it clear that the definition of my purpose is defined by the power of giving back and sharing. Whereas early in my career, I admittedly might have been focused on consumption, now I'm focused on giving. It's not that I'm ashamed of the first part of my career. In fact, I wouldn't change a thing. I'm happier with my success today, but I wouldn't change a thing about my past success. It was all fun. It's all a journey. From speaking at a lot of colleges and hip-hop summits, I realized that there was a genuine interest from people about my approach to success. The hip-hop nation is nothing if it's not aspirational. And everywhere I go, people ask me for advice on how to improve their lives. A lot of times, it's stuff like, Russ, what up? Who's the next Jay-Z? Let me be the next Jay-Z. Hey, Russell, let me get a job at Fat Farm. But also get a deeper question about my philosophies on business and spirituality. Since the interest was there, I realized it was more important for me to serve than to be self-conscious. We started with the radio series, which people really responded to. After a couple of years sharing through this medium, it only seemed natural to put it all down in a book. I've made plenty of mistakes in my career, and I'm going to continue to make mistakes. But I don't think this book is one of them. This is a sincere effort on my part to help people find the easier way to live. I found it works for me, and I found these ideas work for everyone. These are the exact same laws that Jesus Christ, Moses, Muhammad, Lord Buddha, Patanjali, Mother Teresa, and countless other inspirational people all shared in their own lifetimes. What I'm trying to do here is help some of these ancient laws sink in for you. I didn't create any of them, but maybe by hearing these laws from me, you'll be able to unlock the potential for success that's already inside you. Now that I've spoken a bit about what my book will be about, let me say a few words about what this book is not about. It's not about my life story. That story has already been told several times in different settings. If you're still not familiar with my story, let me rehash it for you very quickly so there is some context for the references I'll make in the book. I grew up in Hollis, Queens, and as a young man found myself falling into the same traps and ensnares so many other young people growing up in the streets of urban America. I began to get caught up with drugs and gangs. Not because I was a bad person at heart, but because they seemed to be the most powerful ways for me to express myself in that environment. And like so many others, I would have probably continued to make empty investments in that type of expression if I hadn't come in contact with a new force on the streets. And that force was even more powerful than drugs or gangs, and the presence I'm referring to is hip-hop. The first time I heard hip-hop, I knew my life would never be the same. I knew that I had found a better avenue to express myself and pursue a better relationship with the world. In hip-hop's powerful beats and rhymes, I heard the truth, and I heard it loudly. I could never really rap myself, so that love affair led me to promoting and producing artists who could, including my brother Joey's group, Run DMC. Later, I founded Def Jam Records with my friend Rick Rubin, and was able to introduce the world to incredible artists like Public Enemy, the Beastie Boys, LL Cool J, DMX, and Jay-Z, before eventually selling the company. I also started a clothing company called Fat Farm. Dabbling in films, I produced Nutty Professor and a bunch of television shows where I've been fortunate to find some success in these shows, such as Def Comedy Jam, Def Poetry Jam, Run's House.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?